Welcome everybody, share number 1555. We'll learn today Lila Nishmas Moshe Daif by Mervar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Lurifur Shalem Elisheva Bas Yehudis Rezel. Okay, we started the halachas of Muksa, but as we always do, every so often something comes up from something previous which we spoke about, and we want to just bring it out in the open and then move on, Bezros Hashem, in the halachas of Muksa. So just a few interesting quick things, actually some few corrections, a couple of changes which I just want to make, which we spoke about in the past. So first of all, we spoke about a while back a reference to the Shabbos Himikara Bracha. Obviously, Shabbos, all the brachas come from Shabbos. So we mentioned at that time that the brachas from Shabbos go on to the week. In other words, all the brachas of Shabbos. But it was brought to my attention, the Maisa, that it's not like that. It's Shabbos itself brings all the brachas. It's not a question of moving on to the week. But when we say Himikara Bracha, the day of Shabbos itself is the actual brachas. That's when we say kihimakara bracha, because of the fact when chait came onto the world and everything, the klolim actually came onto the world, be it as it may, but Shabbos wasn't touched. Shabbos stayed Shabbos with all the brachas, and that itself is the brachas for which everybody receives the kihimakara bracha. So I just wanted to clear that up. It's not pshat that, you know, well, we have the brachas on Shabbos and then they move on to the week and the week also gets brachas. No, Shabbos itself is the kihimakara habracha. It all comes from Shabbos. It all is in Shabbos itself, in that etzem day of Shabbos. I just wanted to clear that up. And even in the Torah itself, the Shabbos, as mentioned before, the chet eitz hadas, because of the fact to show that Shabbos was not touched by that chait, and Shabbos stayed with all the brachas, and it stays the day of Shabbos, kihi makar habracha. So that's why the Torah switches the order, but bottom line is we have to understand that it's not a question of the brachas of Shabbos going on to the week, but the Shabbos itself, that is where all the brachas are found for everything a person could ever hope for. Okay, so another thing we mentioned, when we spoke about Shabbos Himi Lizaik Lerfua Kareva Lavoi, so we said the Shabbos cries out and the Lerfua comes, but that was a wrong translation. Actually, the translation is that Shabbos itself, we do not cry out. It's not pshat that Shabbos cries out, but we don't cry out on Shabbos. We don't say, you know, the tefillahs for the chaylim or whatever the case is, or certain situations which we spoke about, whatever. But bottom line is, what it means is actually, I just wanted to clear up, Shabbos Himi Lizak, that we don't cry out, and the Shabbos itself, and the refuah will come because of the fact that the brachas are there from Shabbos. Ki mikara bracha, the refuah will come. We don't have to cry out on Shabbos. L'maisa, that's basically what the phrase means when we say Shabbos Himi Lizak Ulerfuah Kareva Lavi, that we are not crying out, and the brachas of Shabbos, that is the healing, that is what brings the healing. And it's actually in the schus of our being careful with the covet of Shabbos and the oinig Shabbos, meaning that we don't do things that cause us sar, that cause us pain, the crying out or whatever, because we don't cry out. But that itself, the upkeeping of the covet and oinig of Shabbos, that itself brings us the bracha, the refuah, that is needed, as opposed to like during the week when somebody, you know, a person cries or whatever the case might be, the tefillahs for the sick person. But since we're not doing all these things and we're keeping up the honor on the oinig of Shabbos, the covet of Shabbos, the honor of Shabbos, that itself is going to bring us the refuah. One more thing I just wanted to mention. We mentioned that the minhag ha'olam is that people don't say, when you make a mishaberech, right, by the Torah, people make a mishaberech for cholim. So the question is, do you say Shabbos Himi Lizak Ulerfuah Kareva Lavi? Some do, some don't. But the minhag ha'olam is that we do. We mentioned over there that in that shir that we don't say Shabbos Himi Lizak Ulerfuah Kareva Lavi, but the minhag is that we taka do say Shabbos Himi Lizak when we make the mishaberech for the cholim, and it's something that's done by many places, many shuls do it on Shabbos. It's Shabbos itself, and it's something that's very important during the week. Sometimes it's hard, people are rushing, whatever the case is, but Shabbos is more time, and we do it, and we do say the Shabbos Himi Lizak Ulerfuah Kareva Lavi. Okay, I wanted to just clear up those few things, but we have to understand how great the Hilig Day of Shabbos is. That is the source of all brachas. That is the bracha itself, the Hilig Day of Shabbos. So be it as it may, okay, we just wanted to clear everything up, make sure we have a clear understanding and of what the Hilig Shabbos is all about. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, Kol Tov.